Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, let's talk about money, since 'tis the season to be spending. No matter how much cash is coming to you, it will not be enough unless you're disciplined with it. An example from me, your humble correspondent. Earlier this fall, I wanted to get my house painted. Big house, more than 100 years old. On every big expense, I shop around. Three companies gave me estimates. One, $65,000. Two, $53,000. And the third, $35,000. Now, I used to paint houses during my college summer days, so I know something about this. And I chose the lowest estimate, monitored the work the painters were doing, and it came out fine. I saved $30,000 by being disciplined. Let's hope the paint job doesn't fall apart next summer. The point is that money should be respected, since most of us work hard for it. Think about how you spend, because the more cash you keep, the more protection from bad things you can buy. In a capitalistic country, money can buy anything. But most importantly, it can provide security and freedom in an increasingly turbulent world. Now this.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.